The Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth set up shop on the UW Library Mall in Madison today. Their display included three billboards covered with newspaper reports and studies by former government officials outlining the case for blaming the Bush administration for orchestrating the attacks of 9/11. UW professor Kevin Barrett says the group's goal is to bring religious groups together to search for the truth.
Clearly, those who did it were trying to create hatred, violence, and warfare. And the way to stop that is to bring together those religious traditions that have been set at odds to sit down and talk about the event. And I think the first thing we need to talk about is what really happened.
Barrett cites a report in a French newspaper published in 2001 as one of many that suggests the official version of the attacks is wrong. The report describes an alleged meeting between Osama bin Laden and a CIA station chief in Dubai that supposedly took place 2 months before the September 11th attacks.
It has never been refuted. If that story's true, the whole story of 9/11 falls apart, and there are at least 39 others like that.
21-year-old UW student Rachel Wolf, checking out Barrett's display, doesn't buy it.
There's definitely been conspiracies that now have a lot of evidence behind them and a lot of legitimacy to them, but even just standing here and seeing it right now, to me it sounds kind of absurd.
Even an adamant opponent of the Bush administration, Progressive magazine editor Matt Rothschild, says he can't swallow the idea that 9/11 was an inside job.
George W. Bush was warned 46 times in presidential daily briefings that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda had a desire to attack the United States. But was it the Bush administration playing the part of a co-conspirator for 9/11? I don't buy that.
Still, despite his doubters, Kevin Barrett claims there are recent polls in New York City and in Canada that show many believe the U.S. was complicit in the attacks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.